All right, welcome to The Spout, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. That's like the biggest greeting I've ever gotten from you on The Spoutcast.
Well, I just want to say hello.
Well, hello.
Sarah, I just needed to let you know, I really missed you a couple weeks ago.
Well,
and I
Christian.
Missed you so much that I actually
Megan's
called...
Megan's barfing over there.
I actually called our other co-host, Sarah, about 15 times on and off the air.
She told me.
Yeah, so I wanted to introduce something new here, because we're going to try something out here. And Sarah and I are both really excited about it, because we feel like The Spout is a really excellent podcast. Would you say, Sarah?
Absolutely.
And are you a fan of making things better?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, typically. You are. Well, I think that The Spout could only be better if we added one more co-host. Do you think?
I could not agree more.
Because I've always thought, you know, a lot of podcasts are good with two, but there are some really good podcasts that are good with three co-hosts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Co-hosts. Anyways, we thought that Megan did such a good job 2 weeks ago that we decided to bring her in. My voice is off today. We decided to bring her in as a co-host of the show. So, Megan, welcome.
Thank you.
And I got your name right off the bat, did I not?
I know. It feels like I'm talking to a new person.
That's right. Did you like my tagline?
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you say it again for us?
Okay, so welcome to The Spout, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. Do you get it? Because people who go to the well, they drink the knowledge of the well.
The well's really good at using water terms for everything we do.
I know. I really appreciate that.
Do you really? Or are you making fun of it?
No, I appreciate it because it's a theme, a motif, if you will.
Gotcha. Because the junior high group, I named it The Surge a while ago. And so with the junior high group, I try and stick with a lot of electricity themes, and everybody gives me a lot of crap about it.
Can you say crap on the air?
I can say that on the air.
Okay, I really appreciate that about you. And just, The Surge, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like things that go together. They flow, if you will. You know, that's
you
water.
Flow,
get it, flow.
So before we maybe get to how your time in Chicago was and whatnot, Sarah, I just want to give an overview of what we're going to be talking about through today's episode. We're going to do some sermon feedback on Brad's sermon that he gave partly in Israel, but the other part he gave just talking about Peter and Jesus's resurrection, which was an awesome sermon, by the way, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. We're also going to talk about some things to do and some current events, which I know that Megan gave you, you know, she gave you a hard time about the whole current event things. But Sarah, I think you really do have some great current events.
Well, thanks.
Yes, you are welcome.
See, the thing is, Kristen, she totally agrees with me. So she feels so nervous.
I was sitting here thinking, well, she kind of was right. So what do I do?
I got a text from her that said, Meg, you're so right. I would be exhausted if I had to read a newspaper.
Right. Hey, that's not, I'm not, there's some parts of the newspaper I would love to read.
Like the comics.
Oh, no. I like reading local because
a horoscope. Local, I love it.
Shut up. I like reading the local section because it's about people
local
we
stuff.
Know.
And people who are getting married in Fresno, you know?
Absolutely.
And I like to read the obituaries.
There you go. After the current events, we are going to be basically doing some interviews, an interview actually with Vicky Verne, who works for Every Neighborhood Partnership. We're going to be talking about our top three favorite sports we like to play, do, or even watch on TV. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we will talk about some emails, do some well announcements, and some thank yous as well. So Sarah, maybe give us a quick update on what happened in Chicago.
I was at a conference called the Gospel Coalition, and it was a fantastic time. There's lots of really great speakers there, and we talked about preaching Jesus from the Old Testament. So
awesome.
It was really interesting. We went through a lot of Old Testament passages and found where they referenced Jesus, and how actually many, many Old Testament passages reference Jesus, whether you can see it or not. So it's really cool.
That's
really,
awesome.
Really enjoyed it.
And then I apologize to all of our listeners out there, but we did take a week off for spring break. I had to do a mission trip with the junior hires. I loved it. And we did it with the junior high and high schoolers. So I apologize for taking a week off. Mm-hmm. I know how disappointed Megan was, because she is now a really big fan of The Spout, correct?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, I got a message from you the other day that was like, I love this mouth.
Did you?
Yeah, you said it on Facebook, I think.
I don't remember that at all.
You guys want to know something really cool?
Sarah must have hacked into my Facebook again.
We have 51 fans on our Facebook page.
Wow. Yeah.
I am one of them.
You are one of them.
Okay,
yes.
That's probably, yeah.
That's probably
I am a fan.
Did.
Yeah.
So
a
before we get into
fan.
Before we get into this week's kind of episode.
I feel like we're are moving really fast. Are we like really like, I feel like we're talking super fast. No, anyone else feel like that? Okay.
That was weird.
Sorry, this whole, I was thinking like, I feel like we're like rushing into.
No, absolutely not. Oh, I just wanted to introduce the next segment. Before we do that, I wanted to introduce our music for the week. Which.
P.S.
Yes.
Remember when I told you I didn't know what song you were talking about? Name from the Goo Goo Dolls? Uh-huh. I totally know that song. I just didn't know it was called Name. I love that song.
Yeah, it's called Name.
Okay.
N-A-M-E.
Love it.
Name.
Did you know the song?
I do.
Okay, good. Well, this week's music is by a band called John Rocky Spirit, and they are actually a couple, a couple of buddies of mine were in a band a long time ago, and I was listening to their music this past week, and I thought, oh, this would be great to put on our Spoutcast. So we'll be listening to music from John Rocky Spirit, and up next, we will talk about this past week's sermon.
I actually want to rename this song the Scott Farkas Affair.
You recorded?
Oh, take one.
All right, we are back once again. That was music from John Rocky Spirit, and we are going to talk about this past week's sermon that Brad gave. Did you guys enjoy this past week's sermon?
Mm-hmm. I really did.
I really liked how half of it was in Israel, mm-hmm. Which Sea of Galilee, right? Yes. And then the other half was he just kind of talked from at the well on a Wednesday night, I'm assuming, because mm-hmm. It was all video. Did he do live for any of your guys'?
He did live at North.
Okay.
All day.
Did you go to North?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. So I was over at Fig and it was just a video there. So I was confused. Did he shoot that before he went? It doesn't really matter.
He shot at midweek.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Awesome. As far as like the, Israel, the first portion of the video, mm-hmm. I loved that he kind of, let me just say one little beef I have. And then we can go from there.
Yeah, what you didn't like before we do
what
you did like.
Not about Brad's message, but normally around holidays, Christmas and Easter, especially, pastors tend to just bring up, well, let's just talk about Christ's birth and the resurrection, which is what those seasons are about. Obviously, right?
Yes.
But I tend to hear the same message every time, and I, mm-hmm. you know, I get the whole like resurrection, and that's great, and Jesus' birth, that's great, which are great things, and I think new believers need to hear that kind of stuff. But I like how Brad took the resurrection and kind of twisted it and talked about events that even were surrounding the resurrection, like Peter's denials.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys see where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
Am I just totally off
base
here?
Well, because I think that because most believers, I would say, identify with Peter a ton.
Absolutely.
And so to kind of see Christ's resurrection from the perspective of this dude that denies him three times. Mm-hmm. It's a cool, the restoration and the reconciliation and those messages that came across through Brad's sermon were really like empowering, I think, to see Peter get his calling through the resurrection, like through that happening. And then Peter has this calling to go be this man, you know, who's going to lead a church.
Absolutely.
It's such a cool thing.
Sarah, something that I thought was really cool was just how Brad addressed the maybe unbelievers in the crowd. Did mm-hmm. you notice that in his sermon? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did that live, but it's just really cool how he just was like, I think he even said like, I beg you to listen to this. Mm-hmm. Like, I beg you to listen about this guy, Peter, who was a total screw up, just like me. And he did things, he totally denied Christ. But at the end of the day, like through Christ's resurrection, through his death and resurrection, Peter finally figured it out. You know what I mean? And I thought that was so cool. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was like, what I was thinking about last night was like we'll do things in our life, or at least for I will, and then I'll like, carry guilt for it. Like, oh, I totally like, you know, hurt Jesus and that or whatever. But Peter like verbally denied him three times while Jesus was watching him. And like he like just thinking about like the heaviness and the pain and the guilt he must have felt from that. And then how that was he ended up being released from that, and how like that's what Christ desires from us. But like watching like the severity of how badly he must have felt. And then afterwards, the freedom he walked in, mm-hmm. he didn't walk in like, he didn't always bring up his past sins. He didn't always bring up like his past guilt that he had because he denied Jesus. He was forgiven and then he let go of it. And I was thinking like, wow, like how often in my life do I just carry stuff around thinking like, no, I need to carry it or whatever. You know, we should always walk in freedom from like even when we do deny Christ in our own ways.
Absolutely. I thought something else that really stood out was, oh, I love it how you can listen to, you know, Peter's denial and even the part where he's like, Peter, do you love me? I mean, I've heard that in church before that, but just looking at it from a different lens, just every time you go to church or whatever. And what I thought was really interesting is how Brad kind of formulated it as, instead of Peter, do you love me? He kind of said, Peter, do you love me as a friend in a sense? And then Peter was like, yeah, Jesus, we're cool. Like we're good. You know what I mean? Like we're friends.
Wasn't that like a different word, the three different words for love?
Right.
Yeah, phileo and agape and something else. Like it wasn't, isn't that what it's talking
about? In Greek,
about?
I think. Yeah. Well, he went down that path.
Okay.
But what I was trying to say is like just this fact that Peter was like, yeah, Jesus, we're cool. We're friends. And finally the third time Jesus is like, no, like, do you love me? Not as a friend, but like, do you love me? You know what I mean? And I feel like so often in my life or my walk with Christ is me and Jesus are always tight. You know what I mean? We're always friends, but I can oftentimes live my life where I don't think people see that love for Christ in me. Maybe people see, oh, I'm friends with Christ. You know what I mean? I'm friends with Jesus. But I mean, I think if I truly loved him at times, like that would radiate out of me. Do you guys disagree with that? Or not from me, but just that point of view?
No, for sure.
You disagree or you agree?
No, I agree with you completely. I think I struggle with that a lot is do people see that I love Christ? Not in a like, yeah, I love Christ. You know, I love Jesus because that's what everyone says. Like, I heart Jesus. But like, do I really love Jesus?
Yeah.
And do people really see that? And not that it really matters if people see that, but is that really where my heart is? Is that the motive of my heart is to love Jesus with everything I have?
I got this like thing in the mail by Zondervan, the Bible publishing company, and in it they put an excerpt of a book called Not a Fan, and I don't know, have you heard of this book?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it sounded like an author that nobody's ever heard of, but it was just an excerpt, and the book's all about how this guy wants Christians to stop being fans of Jesus, but to actually be followers and lovers of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how often do people who just go to church on a Sunday, they're just a fan of Jesus? Like, hey, I've been doing this my whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan of the Giants. I'm a fan of the church. I'm not a fan of the Giants. I'm a fan of the Oakland A's.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I got that on Saturday. I looked at the excerpt and then Sunday came along. I'm like, gosh, that's so true. Like, how often do I come to church just as like, hey, Jesus, I'm your fan. I'm here. I'm here to tell other people that I'm a fan of you, but just being a follower of you is so much different. You know what I mean?
It's like so often it's just like an add-on, like, oh, I do this for my work. I have this many friends. And then, oh, and I really love Jesus. I love him a lot, but really like he should be infiltrating every other area. It's not just like another piece of your life, you know?
Yeah. Like you ever ask somebody like, what are the top three things you like love in life or whatever? And it's like, oh, I love my mom, I love my dog, and I love my wife, or something like that. You know what I mean? Oh, where's God? Well, he's always number one. You know what I mean?
It's a given.
Yeah, it's a given. I didn't include him in that list. You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of the fan side of it, you know? But yeah, I just think it was definitely a call as Christians to look at your relationship, number one, differently and reconcile with that and not to be like Peter of old, but kind of Peter of new. Is that fair?
And I really like what I like about Peter is, you know, throughout the rest of scripture, Peter doesn't define himself as the denier of Christ. You know, a lot of times we do that, like we live in the freedom or whatever, but we don't actually live in freedom because we'll always say like, well, I am a sinner, but I am saved by God. You know, like we always say these things that define us. We define ourselves by all of these old past sins that we do. Yeah. And you really don't ever see Peter say like, I'm the guy that denied Christ three times and look at me now. He just says like, Christ. Like, that's all he ever says. It's not even about him at all. And I just, I love that picture because I know that all of us come from such broken places in life. And yet, like, Christ died and resurrected so that we could have freedom. And that's exactly what Peter lived in. So I think, like, you're right. Peter of old is, like, not a great example, but Peter of New? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I just
Peter of
that.
New. And he's just such a, it's just such an empowering, to look at Peter's life, like, it really is the most empowering thing.
Yeah, and I the whole old new thing kind of came from how Brad would, someone would say, I remember you, and then Brad would go, do you remember me from the 80s, the 90s, yeah. or like late 90s? Like, which Brad do you remember?
Yeah.
And I think that's just, it's like, I think oftentimes we look at Peter and we're like, which Peter do we remember? Do we look at the Peter from, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or do we look at the Peter in Acts? You know what I mean? And I just think that the Peter of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is, that's a great story. I think it's such teaching points, but I think as believers, we need to look at the new Peter and the Peter of Acts and like the things that he did, you know what I mean? Because that is his new life. That is being restored in Christ. And so I think you're absolutely right, Megan. Oh, what were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say, this just occurred to me, but it's really encouraging that, like, Peter was a follower of Christ, and he was a believer, he was a Christian, and he still messed up, and then he still didn't identify himself with that. Because so often there's people like, oh, before I was a Christian, I did this, 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 and this, and this, and now I'm a new person. Mm. Okay, but what about all the junk that happens after you're a new person, you know?
Right.
And Peter was a believer, but he still messed up, and then he still walked in grace after that.
Yeah.
Like, that's really encouraging. To me.
Absolutely.
Shout outs to Peter, you know?
Dude, Peter, way to go.
I wonder if Peter, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think Peter, like, if he was around today, he'd probably listen to the Spoutcast.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I am Peter. No, I'm just kidding.
That's our new series, I Am Peter.
Yeah. I didn't even make that connection.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I really wasn't. It. Maybe. Oh, yep, that's what I was doing. Totally brought that around.
Well, if you guys kind of got anything from Brad's sermon this past week, whether it was from the resurrection or kind of Peter's denials and whatnot, we'd love for you guys to email us in at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any thoughts on that. But up next, we're going to talk about some things to do here in Fresno this week or some current events. So we'll be right back. We are back, and we are going to do some things to do and some current events. I just wanted to do a quick, this will be more of an announcement, but it is a thing to do and an event happening through the Well, and it's happening at our Fig Garden campus this Saturday, and it's just like a men's connecting event, and I am looking forward to this. I think I might actually go to this. It's just basically barbecue, potluck kind of games and things like that, and it's in the backyard of the Fig Garden campus. It's this Saturday, April 30th. From 12 to 3 o'clock.
That sounds fun.
Yes, and it's for all ages. It's funny because Dave this past week was like, it's from ages 16 to 99. And I thought, what happens if an old gentleman who goes to the Well who's 100 years old wanted to come to this event and now he can't?
Not invited.
Cannot come. Cannot come. Another thing I wanted to say is I feel like every episode, the last probably four episodes, I've announced some movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And there's a movie coming out this next weekend that I don't know if I'm necessarily excited about, but I know my junior hires are really excited about it. It's called Prom. Have you guys heard of this movie?
Oh, yes.
Prom?
Prom. Disney's Prom.
I feel like I don't have good feelings about it.
Oh, really?
Because... Well, here's my soapbox for a second. There's so much pressure, like, for girls to, like, you know, look a certain way, get a cute boy, all this stuff, all around prom. And this movie, I'm really nervous, is just going to, like, make that so much bigger. So for the girls who don't get asked to prom or the girls who didn't get a good dress or whatever, you know, it'll make them
Yeah,
sad.
And you know what? Prom is a really big deal. As silly as it sounds, a lot of guys probably don't care a ton about prom, but for girls, it really is, like, what dress are you wearing? And when you show up in a dress that other people don't like, you get made fun of.
Yeah. And when you're little, at least for me, when I was little, you dream of prom. Like, oh, like, you have this picture of this prince and, you know, picking you up or whatever. Maybe it's just me and princess. But,
proms but for me were, like, they were tough. I did not like going to prom, but I felt the pressure to go to prom. Mm-hmm. And so I think...
Didn't you go to an all-boys school?
I did go to an all-boys school. So
but you still got to go to, like, other proms?
Well, we had proms at our school where we would invite girls from other schools to our prom.
Okay.
I remember one prom I did not want to go, but I felt the pressure to go, so I invited this girl, Jessie. Jessie was her name, yes. And I had hair. You can't see this over the podcast airwaves, but I had hair that went like this and, like, came out like...
Like Carol Brady hair.
Yeah.
It like kind of curled out on the sides.
Yeah, curled out over his ears.
But I wore fake glasses back in the day.
That's adorable.
I wore fake glasses. So what I did is I put the fake glasses down over my hair so it like perfect curl on the, both my ears. And I wore suspenders to that dance.
You sound like you should be in Weezer.
The problem is I also had a really acnified face, which means I had a lot of zits. And so I wish I could find a picture of this dance because I look like the biggest loser. And when we took the picture together, her face was like, she was horrified. It was like, it was probably the worst night of her life. And I thought I was the coolest guy, but whatever. I'll let you know how Disney's prom is. How does that sound?
I've seen the trailers and it looks entertaining, but I just get nervous for like, you know, the girls.
That's all right. Megan, do you have any current events that are coming up?
I do. I actually have one.
Okay, go for it.
Our friend Andrew is going on a mission trip this summer through Fresno Pacific University. He goes to seminary there.
And Andrew...
Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Andrew John Corey on Facebook for those of you who want to friend him.
Yeah. He's friends with my wife and they go to school together.
Yes, they do. Okay. Yeah. So he's going on a missions trip this summer to Mongolia.
Okay.
And there was recently a fundraiser at Woodward Park for the girls volleyball. That were going to Swaziland.
Mm-hmm. Play volleyball. Support missions.
Right, support missions.
Yes.
So they're having a second one of those because it ended up working really well.
Cool.
And it was just a cool way for those girls to raise some money for their trip. And
it was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was a great day, even those for those who didn't play volleyball. It was just a fun day to hang out and see all your friends
absolutely
and eat hot dogs and whatever, you know. So Andrew is throwing this
I don't
tournament.
Eat hot dogs, but I mean it's fine.
That's beside the point. You could buy a dollar hot dog for the sake of missions, you know, and give it to somebody else.
I could do that. Yes.
Yeah.
I could.
A needy person who might want it.
Serve day.
Sure.
Serve
bring
day,
that around,
D-E-I. You know?
Okay, so anyways, so basically on I'm sorry. That sounded awful.
No, it's funny. Bring it back around someday.
Yeah, but yeah. I think Christian's voice was, or his look was a little bit like, I'm disappointed. But that's fine. That's whatever. I get that look
puts
all
on
the time.
His Eeyore face.
Okay. So anyway, Saturday, May 14th.
Okay.
At Woodward Park. It is teams of four. These are grass tournaments. The cost will be $10 per person, $40 for team. You know, I was really thinking, like, the way that he wrote this was, like, $10 per person. I thought he'd give you a deal, like, $30 per team. You know, like how they
no
always
deal.
Do that. No deal.
Let me just say this about Woodward
$10
Park,
a person.
Though. Woodward Park charged you $5 to drive into their park. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, but you park in Fort Washington Shopping Center and you
I know
walk.
This. But I tried to do that when the baptism happened there last year. It ended up being like a 35-minute walk. It was redonkulous.
Well, I
no,
just feel like it'd
not.
Probably be...
Yeah,
it's not a 35-minute
it
walk.
No.
I feel like it'd be a great idea if you maybe carpooled with your friends, each put in a dollar, you know?
So then the event's $11. Is that what
okay,
you're saying?
Okay, we are, like, supporting this. We're not trying to get people not to go. Okay, so if you're interested... Please contact Andrew John Corey on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And
should
sign
we give
up.
Out his number?
Don't give out his number.
No, I won't give out his number, care. Sarah. Although, do you have it memorized? That seemed like you were pretty quick to jump on that.
Sarah, can we give your number out?
I actually know that by heart, so
don't
I could
give
say
it,
out.
It
right now.
I think you know my social security number, too, by
I
heart.
I do, actually.
Wow.
That's hilarious. What you don't know about me is I memorize weird numbers. So
yes, that's true.
Don't tell me any information about yourself that you don't want
were
me to remember.
She'll remember it.
No, I never watched it.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Good.
There's some numbers on.
Well,
Lost.
Actually, that's not true. I watched sort of the end of it, but I like used to. It made me so angry.
Yes,
that I had to
such
stop
an
watching.
Angry show.
So, anyways, support missions, support Mongolia. Andrew
support
going to Mongolia.
Andrew
so
and support
and,
volleyball
and play volleyball.
That's
yeah, it's
right.
A super fun
hot
day.
Dogs.
Yeah, don't support hot dogs. But
support hot
volleyball.
Dogs. That's what it is. Moral of the story: eat a hot dog.
That's not what I got out of this whole conversation here, but. Yeah, no, totally. I get
well, no,
it.
If we were going with what you got out of the story, it's don't go to Woodward Park because it costs too much to get in. Don't eat hot dogs. Don't support missions. Give
Sarah,
Megan disappointed
I
looks.
I said that, Sarah. I accidentally said that. Well.
Sarah, come on. Tell whose side are you on in this one?
What's next?
Well, up next, we are going to interview Vicky from Every Neighborhood Partnership. Going to talk to her a little bit about what EMP did over spring break. But as a recap, you can support missions, play some volleyball, possibly take your family to go see Disney's prom. It is rated PG, but maybe you don't want to take your family to go see that.
I am not taking my
unless
daughters.
You want to feel bad about yourself for the rest of your life. No,
sorry.
I'm kidding. That's
really?
Dope.
I really don't think maybe I'm not a girl, but I don't think they hold on to that stuff.
Maybe you're not a girl. Maybe
I'm not a girl.
You're not a girl.
And so how do you know if we don't hold on to it for the rest of our life?
Well,
I still regret prom.
You regret prom?
No, I mean, I don't know what that means, but I don't regret prom. But I mean, I still like, I designed my dress and I got it, like, it was really crazy funky.
Okay.
And there was one comment that I got that night that I will never forget.
What was it? Can you say it over the airways?
It was more like, whatever.
All right, no, that's
cool. Someone like blatantly laughed at my dress.
Oh.
And like made a comment that is just inappropriate. And I'll remember that.
Is that still with you today?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it was just a guy and he didn't matter. But like, and so many people loved my dress. Yeah. And I loved my dress. But this one guy made this stupid comment and laughed about it. And it just ruined what I thought was just such a cool night, you know? And we had our prom at Ronald Reagan Library. Like, it was awesome.
I respect that you made your own dress.
Thank you.
Yeah. I made one of my tuxes out of thrift store stuff, and I didn't get laughed at, but, you know, it kind of stunk. It was all blue. So.
Well, and my dress was awesome, actually. It was really colorful, and I had someone help me sew it and stuff. So it was an awesome dress.
Well, this guy just didn't like it. Yeah.
I seen a picture of that dress. Yeah, it is awesome.
It's like rainbow colors and stuff. And the reason why I did it is because everyone wears like black and maroon to prom. And I wore like this crazy colorful dress, and he just thought I looked dumb. And I don't care.
Can I tell you something really sad?
Yeah, please.
And then we'll cut to the next segment. But I've told Sarah this before. Like, I was not a nice person in high school. Mm. I probably, and I apologize for on behalf of this person who said that to you, because I probably would have been the guy that said something. Just out of, if everybody liked it, I would have been the guy that said the opposite. And so I apologize, okay? I hope you don't. Like,
and as sad as this is, Christian, like, you probably would have been the type of guy who I would have wanted to go to prom with me. So we're both, you know.
Oh, great.
Sad well, creatures.
I was sad on my prom.
But you probably went with a really nice guy.
I was sad on my prom.
I had really great proms.
Yeah.
I just always, like, you know, girls just compare themselves all the time. Like, oh, my hair is not as good as hers. Oh, my dress isn't as pretty as hers. Oh, blah. You know, that's just what we do.
I guess guys have it much easier because they're all kind of wearing the same thing.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Girls, there's lots of diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has turned into,
I just wouldn't,
like,
feel so bad
sharing
about yourself, Christian, because I wasn't that great in high school either.
Yeah.
You know, we're different now.
Well, after Sarah and I talked, like, Sarah was, like, the kind of person I would have made fun of in high school and junior high.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just, now that Sarah and I are friends and we're now doing a podcast, I'm like, gosh, I was a total jerk. And because I like Sarah now, I just to be a jerk, I would have been a jerk in high school. So let's get to our next segment. That really ended super sad. So,
but no, I mean, there is redemption in this. We are now, look at the redemption, you know? Like, we probably wouldn't have been friends in high school. We probably wouldn't have been friends in junior high. I probably would have had a crush on you. You would have been mean to me. But we would have
been terrified of you.
Yeah, you would have been terrified of me. But look, we all have Jesus and we all love each other.
You would have been like the girls that, there was a movie that came out, like, He's Just Not That Into You a while ago. And the very first scene was like this kid, like, shoved this girl and he, like, was like making fun of her, and then his mom was like, oh, he just likes you because that's how he likes you, because he makes fun of you or something like
that. Yeah, I got told that every day of my life.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get to our next segment here.
I keep telling myself that.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and up next, once again, we're gonna talk with Vicky Byrne. All right, we are back, and we are here with someone who works for a company named Every Neighborhood Partnership, and her name is Vicky Byrne. Vicky, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Vicky, do you listen to the Spoutcast?
He always does this.
I just want to share a quick story, because the other day I told Vicky, I said, Vicky, if you listen to the Spoutcast and you don't like it, I will give you $10. Did I say that?
Wow. Yes, you did.
Yes.
And I
have Vicky
yet
has yet
to listen.
So I said, oh, why don't we just invite her on to
now I will listen to it.
Yeah. Vicky, we want to know a little bit about you. So we want to know how you came to the well, because I know this is a cool story.
All right. Well, I'm originally from Texas. I went to the University of North Texas, and Shea Sumlin was my college pastor.
What's the North Texas mascot?
The Eagles, the Mean Green Eagles.
Eagles are green.
Do you miss Shea Sumlin?
I do.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I do. So how did you get from Texas to the Well?
To the Well. I heard about the residency program. It's a 9-month intense Bible study here
These
at the Well.
These two are in residency?
We currently are, yes.
Yeah, Shea told me about it, and I was interested. And when I moved to California, or out of Texas, so I moved out here for that. And I've been here ever since, 5 years.
And you love it. And you work for EMP?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do for EMP?
I am the admin assistant to everyone.
To everybody?
To everyone in EMP.
But you specifically work with Artie.
I do.
Artie's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Now, on the air, because I know Artie doesn't listen, do you like working for Artie?
I do.
You can be honest.
But you should really get Artie to listen, because we're totally promoing his website.
Oh, he'll listen to this one.
Good, good, good. Vicky, the reason why I brought you in here is because last week on my spring break, we did like a, I don't know what I'd call it. It's not Saturday sports, but it's midweek spring break sports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys didn't have your spring break, but I had
a
spring break.
Yeah, way to rub it in. Jeez.
Sorry.
Lucky you. What's spring break? I don't, never heard of it.
So anyways.
Adults don't get spring break, Christian. Sorry, I could have stopped. I'm sorry.
I still have a joke left over from a few minutes ago that I wish I would have said.
What were you going
to
say?
Well, when you were talking about Artie, I thought, well, you know, about listening to the Spoutcast,
excuse me.
I was going to say, like, oh, she should just put it in his calendar because she's his administrative assistant. So, like, she can control that, you know? But that, I mean, that would have been funny 4 minutes ago. But it was going through my head. I, like, couldn't get over it.
That's what you're laughing to yourself about.
I was kind of smiling, and I kind of tried to get your eye contact, but realized if I say anything, even whisper, everyone will hear me because this mic is only 6 inches from my face. Not even, you know?
As I was saying,
Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
I did like the midweek spring break sports with three different schools, with Powers, with Susan B, and with Easter B. And it was super cool because Artie kind of helped us, in a sense, put that on for us junior high group and the high school group. And I noticed that you drove by Susan B at least one day to drop us off lunches. And that's, do you do that on a Saturday basis? Do you kind of work with the Saturday sports program?
I do. We deliver lunches every Saturday to about 15 different Saturday sports programs around Fresno.
And then
15?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea we had 15.
Yeah.
Well, the Well doesn't work with 15, right?
But E&P.
E&P.
E&P does.
That's really
exciting. And then what did you do during this past week of spring break?
I delivered lunches to different spring break sports camps.
Okay.
There were about 12 going on around Fresno with 15 different churches.
Do you know any of the other churches in town, or is it just the Well? And
there was North Point, New Harvest.
Were they doing other other elementary schools that EMP works with? Or
yes,
cool. What are some of the other elementary schools? Do you know any of them?
We have Powell Elementary.
Powell.
Pile.
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 That stinks.
Pile. Yeah.
I go to Pile Elementary.
Oh no.
Do you? I know I've made this joke before, but remember my Hidalgo shirt?
Oh, yes.
Did anybody go to Hidalgo Elementary this past week?
No, we didn't have anything going on there.
Oh, you guys remember
you
the
have
movie?
An Hidalgo shirt?
Like from the movie Hidalgo?
Oh.
You guys want to hear a quick story?
No.
Okay. All right.
I actually have a question. How does the lunch thing work? Like what kind of lunches do you bring to them, and who donates the food, and how do you go about doing that?
There are sack lunches that are provided by the Poverello House. We send out...
They're excellent.
Yeah. What kind of lunches are in those?
Christian, you experienced these firsthand.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
And you know what's funny is Vicky actually brought us... You brought us good lunches. The lunches that Artie brought us, not so good, because they were pieces of white bread with salami in between the two breads. No, wait, not salami. Pepperoni. But there was no mustard, mayonnaise, cheese, just pepperoni and bread.
And white bread.
So you're high maintenance is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm very high. And they gave us 3-year-old expired Mountain Dew. And this was, what's it called? Code blue. Yeah,
oh,
it was not,
back in the day.
Not good.
Did it taste good? I mean, because I talked to some junior hires. They said they still drank them all. So
yeah.
I've never tried any of the lunches.
I didn't think it was all that fantastic, but that's okay.
Sure we'll get you the steak next time.
Yeah, Vicky, I understand that there's a website that people who go to the Well can kind of read about all the happenings that were going on during spring break. What is that website?
It's www.everyneighborhood.org.
Now, as an administrative assistant, do you type things up on that website?
I do not.
You do not.
I do not.
But it's a good website. We can
it
check
is.
It out.
There's different blogs on there about different things going on around Fresno with other churches and awesome. Other schools.
Yeah.
Everyneighborhood.org.
Mm-hmm. Everyneighborhood.org. And you can check out some. There's some photos on there, I understand, of just things that went on during the spring break time as well. And now, Vicky, on the show, and I know you're going to be a listener from here on out, we do what of is course. Called a top three, okay?
Oh, no.
And it's very simple. Our top three every week revolves around something that kind of ties into what we're chatting about. And since you work with sports programs, right, we wanted to talk about our top three favorite sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Okay.
Should we talk about the definition of a sport?
Yeah. No, I don't feel like we should. We're going to argue about that. I don't think our listeners no, really want to hear
that. Well, because now one of mine doesn't but, fall into the rules. Yeah, well,
see, that's what I'm worried about.
But see, Vicky's here and she can be the ultimate. See, I said any sports that you can do or play or watch or participate in. And then Megan was like, something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I sounded like. I'm pretty sure I want to get out dictionary.com right now and define sport.
I said, well, do you define running as a sport? And she was like, well, no. And I was like,
well, I mean, I kind of take that back. I think I was being a little bit like feisty when I said no, because I guess running is a sport. People do cross country or whatever. But the way that you defined a sport was anything in the Olympics.
Yeah,
and
that's
where I disagree with it, because there are a lot of sports that aren't in the Olympics.
And my number one isn't in the Olympics. So I take back my statement, because my number one.
Wow, that's really interesting, Sarah, because I'm pretty sure she was the one.
I know, I changed my mind, because I really want to say my number one.
Well, how about we go all around? Let's not have any, barriers or walls, and let's just say what our top three favorite sports are. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, stop talking not in front of the microphone, okay?
We're non-verbally communicating right now.
So let's start with you, Vicky. What would be your number three sport you like to play, do, participate in, or watch?
Okay. I like to watch football.
You like to... Well, wait. Is that your number three? Like, officially your number three?
Yeah.
Okay, football. Because earlier you said something else, but you switched it up on me.
Well, I don't know if those are considered sports.
I would consider
it. So I'm a little
just go ahead and try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do what you feel is right, Vicky.
All right, we'll do the ones I said earlier.
Okay, do the ones you said earlier. What's your number three?
Swim.
Swimming.
That's a sport?
Yeah, that's totally a sport. Michael Phelps does it.
I mean, that's even in the Olympics. If we're going by that
rule,
it's even in the Olympics. And it's in high schools.
Swimming. Megan, would you define swimming as a sport?
Yeah, well, it's in the Olympics, so absolutely.
Well, definitely. You did swimming in high school.
I was a swimmer in high school, so that was definitely a sport. Anything I did is a sport, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
I should have asked you this before.
Yeah.
Wait, so Megan, what would be your number three?
My number three. See, here's the thing, Kristen, is I always do this, like, you know, with the coffee and stuff. I always have all these, like, prefaces.
Okay.
I can't really decide whether or not the watching sports or the doing sports, what order they come in for me.
Okay.
You know? So I think I'll save my number one for a sport I actually love to do, even though it's probably not my favorite sport to watch.
Fair enough. Fair
there's just so many categories here. I'm getting confused.
I know. It's just really open-ended.
And I'm like overly analytical, so I'm going to ruin this.
That's all right.
Okay. So my number three sport, I would say, I'm going to say to watch.
Okay.
Would probably be a live baseball game.
A live baseball
not
game.
Not on TV.
But a live baseball
game. A live baseball game. And here's, I'm going to make everyone really upset right now. And not the Giants.
Oh,
so,
how dare you.
There we go.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm going to be that girl. So. Oh, wow. You're making a lot of really interesting sounds right now.
Wow.
So live baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Live baseball or live baseball?
Live. With a V.
All right. Sarah, what would be your number three?
I don't play a ton of sports.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Hey. But I do, if I had the option to play a sport, it would be play volleyball. Because I do like to, like, you know, play pepper, whatever, you know.
Pepper.
Play pepper.
Can we play pepper.
I like to play pepper.
Do you like sand or like grass volleyball?
Grass.
Okay, grass volleyball.
Sand makes it 10 times harder, and I'm not into that.
We don't have to play the sports that we like. Vicky, however, you do swim, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Vicky, it's my number three.
Yes.
Sorry, I blew that. My number three, I love to actually play this sport. I love playing baseball, more specifically probably softball, because it's a more pickup game style sport.
Or T-ball? Is it really
more
T-ball?
More like a softball. Okay. I'm a softy. You know, okay. That's what they call it in the biz.
Like slow pitch softball slow on like a Wednesday softball. Night in a church league. I love those.
With a t-shirt. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm into that.
Vicky, what would be your
wait,
number
what,
two?
Christian, was that life baseball or live baseball?
I was just making fun of you earlier, man.
Oh, okay.
Chokester over here. Okay, number two.
Oh, number two. I don't know.
What was your number two?
You had one.
I did, but I don't know if any of these are considered real sports.
Oh, just try
they
it. Just
sports.
Go for it.
You know what?
Sports.
If you define it as a sport, it's a sport. Right. The definition
like
of sport is relative.
It's a cycle. Dude, yeah. I would say cycling
sport.
Is totally a sport.
Absolutely.
See, yeah. I don't like all these team sports. I don't do those, so.
I mean, that's even a triathlon.
So you're like, you know how they're saying that slogan, like, there's no I in team? You're like, no, I'm the I.
There you go.
Is that like you? Okay, fair enough.
I'm the I in my team.
Sure.
So you like cycling. Megan, you're number two.
My number two would, man, okay, would probably be watching water polo.
Watching water polo.
But live.
Enough. But live.
Not live. On not on TV. I don't like TV sports a ton.
Fair enough.
I like live, the action. I want to be where the action is, you know?
Fair enough. Okay. Sarah, you're number two.
Well, it's somewhat of a tie because they usually fall around the same time. It is to watch either or both are usually on the same night too is the gymnastics and swimming competitions in the Olympics.
Oh, there you
During
go.
During the Summer Olympics, my life shuts down for a couple weeks while I watch all of them because
to watch swimming and
gym. Well, actually,
gymnastics.
All of Summer Olympics are my
remember,
favorite, but especially gymnastics.
Do you remember Carrie Strug?
Yes,
absolutely.
I
have the
of
biggest
course.
Crush on her.
Oh my
I don't
gosh!
Know why.
maybe she's listening. Like, you just totally
No, Sarah,
yourself.
He's got a wife.
No, I didn't mean like that.
Maybe
meant, like,
she's
maybe...
listening, Christian. And maybe Lacey's
wow.
listening too, guys. Come on.
Like that. I meant like
oh,
he just
gosh.
Embarrassed himself in
you
front of her.
You
this just got
you.
Weird.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. Do we need to cut this?
No, but you guys should have seen Dave's
face.
Dave's face. All right, we're moving on. My number two, I am so sorry. My number two is the number two sport I really, really, really like to play or do is I've really recently gotten into mountain biking, and I've been super into that, and I've been doing it with Scott, Caroline, and Andrew File, and we've been going up every once in a while, and I love it. It's so much fun, and so that's a one-person sport, really, but yeah. I love it. Mountain biking, number two for me. Vicky, what is your number one sport?
I love to run.
You love to run? That is, you are a
solitude.
One
minute, I know.
What do you do when you do all these sports by yourself? You just listen to like music or whatever? You should listen to a podcast.
You know, I know of a really good one.
I think we talked about that. Yeah.
She seems really hesitant. I think we're going to ruin her run if she listens to us.
Yeah, you should listen to whatever you want to listen to music-wise.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh,
fair
thank
enough.
You, Christian.
Did you guys know Vicky's a big fan of the band Hanson?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know that I know the words to Mbop?
Do you really?
Me and Megan do a really good rendition of
Mbop. I just want to say this.
Especially at
the I kind of want to hear it.
Vicky and I connected the other day because I really like Hanson. They're my number three. Favorite band of all time.
Oh, I'm so glad you had that like ready to go. Like, they're my number three favorite band.
Oh, yeah, hands down. Okay. Number one, O-Town.
He probably
number
like
two,
lays
Newfound
in bed
Glory,
at night thinking
three,
of who
Hanson.
His favorite bands are, and
he's
re-listing
them. And
all I was gonna say is, Vicky
how
has
awkward.
A real, you love Hanson, right? So, do you listen to Hanson a lot of times when you run?
Sometimes.
Fair Penny enough. And Me, love that yes. song.
Like old school Hanson or new school Hanson?
Well, both. Does Hanson new have new school?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Like current album?
Oh, just yeah. came yeah. out with an album, like what?
September.
September, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Megan, behind yeah. the times. Yeah.
Well, you know,
the
like,
current events.
I thought they got married and just stopped doing music.
They all get married.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you know that, Christian.
What's your number one?
My number one would be playing volleyball.
Playing volleyball.
But
there
it would
go.
Be grass.
Grass
I don't,
volleyball, not
I used
sand
to play
volleyball.
Like court volleyball and sand volleyball. I'm not into it anymore. Grass
That's all right.
is where it's at.
Sarah, you're number one.
Okay. Mine isn't a sport, technically, but it's an activity that I really enjoy.
I just want
enjoy.
Everyone to be prepared to make fun of her right now, because I know what
okay.
it is.
What is it, Sarah?
It's kickboxing.
That's a sport?
Oh, that's a sport.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But ask Sarah where she does kickboxing.
I do it at the gym at GB3.
Do they have kickboxing classes?
Absolutely, they
and
do.
And ask Sarah what her number one desire in life is to be someday.
It is on my bucket list to be a kickboxing instructor.
This
They're
is a beautiful
so
thing.
That'd be fun.
So I love it. I love, love, love kickboxing.
I will finish us off with my number one here. My number one, it's a team sport, not an I sport, Vicky. but I really like to play like pickup games of football. I love football.
Fun. Yeah.
Not like tackle. I'm not into the whole tackling
thing.
Like
flag football?
Flag football, two-hand touch. Like I just have sweet memories of Thanksgiving going to like a local field and just playing with like 20 other people. I love playing football. I'm not so big of a fan of watching it, but I love playing football. So thanks everyone for sharing your top three favorite sports that are in the Olympics.
Thank you.
Vicky, thanks again for being here.
I resent that comment.
I'll put kickboxing in the Olympics.
Once again, will you tell us what the website is that people can check out EMP?
Everyneighborhood.org.
Everyneighborhood.org. Everyneighborhood.org. Now, if people at the well want to get involved with these Saturday sports programs, they can go to
the info booth in the back.
Okay, so the iHub at the well, and just and they can get involved at either Powers, that's connected to the FID campus, Susan B, which is kind of all of the well is connected there, and then
Tarpy
Easterby,
eventually. It's big.
Fig Tarpy. Oh, is that going to be Clovis? Maybe.
Wait. Maybe I'm not. Well, no. Yeah, Tarpy. We're getting Tarpy involved somehow.
Oh, cool. But somehow they'll be involved.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to disclose that information.
Probably not.
It's all right.
Whatever.
Anyways,
she's got too much.
Well, Tarpy just signed
you
on with Off the Front.
Oh,
I can
gotcha
say that. That's public.
Gotcha. Yes. Well, thanks for being here, Vicky.
Well, thank you.
And we'll make sure people check out everyneighborhood.org, okay?
Thank you.
All right. All right, we are back, and we are going to talk about some emails that we received over the last 2 weeks. And to be honest, the emails were pretty slim pickings in the last couple weeks.
Why do you share that?
I only share that because I want more people to email us in.
Oh, out of pity.
Yeah, out of pity. And I would like people to also Facebook their top three in.
Yes.
Because that'd be nice. But our top three last week was actually top three favorite things, or 2 weeks ago, to get at a coffee shop. And we actually only got one top three of that in. Even our most trusted and loyal fan, Jeremiah, did not email it. And so right now I am calling you out, Jeremiah. If you call yourself a fan, you really blew it this week.
And what about all the 51 fans on our Facebook page?
Yeah, where are they at? I think they just listen. You know, the truth is, like, I listen to a podcast every week called Film Spotting. I've never once emailed in. So it just happens. But we'd love for you guys to email us in this week with your top three favorite sports you like to play, watch,
maybe,
or do.
Maybe we need to, like, lure them in, because I know I used to listen to a podcast, I still do, that where I never really emailed in or whatever, but then they like had this drawing for like Donald Miller's newest book.
Who's that?
And I won.
It's
the
not
book.
Like,
you won?
Yeah, I won
know,
the book.
If you would listen to the show every once in a while.
I know, it's $10 to iTunes, but yeah. I'm saying, like, let's corral these people and do something cool, like really cool.
Well, iTunes isn't cool?
Well, I mean, it's fine, but like...
You could buy Donald Miller's book on iTunes.
I don't think I want people to know that we're trying to figure out a way to like lure them in.
Yeah, I think we want people to email us in it just because they love us, right?
Well, and they think this is really cool.
Right. I think it's really cool.
Well, you guys can live in Space Cadetville for the rest of your lives, and I'll be back down here on Earth.
Megan, I believe you have one of our top threes from this last week, so would you mind reading that?
Yeah, I would like to. You know, I don't know why I always get stuck reading this person's emails.
I specifically
but
gave you
pretty
an email
soon. I'm sure Wes and I will meet, and then I'll be the one that's like making fun of him all the time.
I will be a groomsman in his wedding. He's a good guy.
Okay. Anyways, this email is from Wes Crockett. And Wes, I've never met you, but I make fun of your emails every time. So hello.
Wes's email this week is really detailed and long-winded.
Yeah,
so.
It's really, really. And has he been over for dinner yet?
He has not been over for dinner yet.
Well, whatever. Okay, his number three is a $5 coffee.
$5 coffee.
Which I feel is a hint of sarcasm because, you know.
Coffee isn't really $5.
Right, it's not, really, but it feels like it. You
but
know?
He's saying that Starbucks, when you get coffee, it's for like $5.
Right, so, okay, we're going to assume
and
that
And I buy Wes coffee every Sunday, so I feel like I take that statement personally. You don't pay a dime for your coffee, Wes.
You buy his coffee on Sundays when the coffee is free at church?
No, I buy him at Eddie's Bakery because we go to coffee on Sundays.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Okay. What's his number two?
His number two is a blueberry muffin.
Okay.
Which is probably also from Eddie's Bakery.
Probably, because we go there often.
And his number one is hot chai.
Hot chai.
Which I like, too. Hot chai
like
is
chai tea or what?
I'm assuming it would be a hot chai tea latte.
Mm, fair enough. So that was all in his email, right? Pretty long-winded.
Does that mean that he wins?
That doesn't mean he wins. We do a drawing every 2 weeks, and it's out of everybody who emails in, whether they email in their top three or not. So, Sarah, would you like to share a really encouraging email that we got this past week?
I'd love to. This email is from our dear friend, Jessie Wilson, who she was on the show a few weeks ago. And she says, I'd like you both to know that my Tuesday was just not the same without your voices in it. I heart Fresno, but I don't heart you two being off the air.
And I heart Fresno was the name of our junior high mission trip, which was why I was gone.
Yes.
Oh, that was clever.
Yes.
Yes. So I apologize. Kay?
Yes. And now people start saying the three of you because there's three of
there
us
There is
now.
Three of us now. Yep. We try to think of a nice, cool name for us, but we're just going to be the Spoutcast crew for now until we think of
something way more clever.
Yeah, something way more clever. As clever as that intro tagline that we came up with.
So which is clever. Awesome.
Absolutely. I got an email. Well, technically this email didn't go to the Spout podcast@gmail.com, but it went to my personal account, but it was totally meant for the Spout, so I loved it. Anyways, 2 weeks ago, Megan and I were chatting about Serve Day, right? Mm-hmm. And did you happen to catch the Serve Day videos,
yes.
Sarah? Well, one of the Serve Day videos had Andrew and Dave in it, mm-hmm. Andrew File and Dave Obwald, who we've interviewed here before. But in that same video, there was another person in the video. His name was Dale, right?
Yes, Dale and Norris.
Dale Norris, and Dale is my boss, and I actually completely ignored that he was in that video, so he sent me this very nice email. He said, and I'm going to read it how he would read the the email here. Weird. Just caught the Spoutcast, and I noticed in the discussion of the Sunday video, there was an emphasis on mentioning how Dave and Andrew are cool guys. Then he goes, me? Question mark. Evidently, not so much. I'm not holding a grudge or anything. It's not that big of a deal. Just letting you know that I notice. And then he said, somewhat slighted Spoutcast fan, Dale. So I feel really bad, okay, guys? And I really,
sorry, Dale.
I apologize, Dale. I blame Megan because I do no wrong. And
and Dale, I don't know you. So until then, I guess I will take the blame for this since Christian can't be a man about it.
Ooh.
Oh, snap. Dale, I really am sorry. I'll be a man about it. You want me to be a man about it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Dale, I apologize. And to be honest, it wasn't that I don't like you. It wasn't that I disrespect you or anything. It was just I kind of forgot that you were there. Okay? That came out wrong, did it not?
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the greatest apology you've ever given. If this is how you speak to your wife, I'm not sure.
Hey, Lacey, I'm sorry about hurting your feelings. I just forgot you lived in my house or something.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Dale, I just...
Maybe just, I'm sorry, I love you.
Dale, I'm sorry, I love you, and
I hear you. I'm sorry you love him. The way he said it sounded like, I'm sorry I love you.
Oh, I'm Dale, sorry that I love you.
I'm sorry I love you,
Dale. No, I'm just saying, Dale, I apologize for not
mentioning
you. Mentioning you. You are equally as cool as Andrew and Dave.
The end.
That was great.
Was that a good apology?
That was great. That was after we helped you out a little bit.
So those are the emails we got. We will enter you guys into a raffle. It's next week for $10 to iTunes. But remember, and Dale, we'll even include you in that raffle, even though you didn't email. Remember to email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we have our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/spoutcast. We also have a Twitter profile. The only problem is not really many people follow us on Twitter currently, but hopefully people will follow us on Twitter. So it's just twitter.com/thespoutcast, okay? And also, you can find the Spout Spoutcast on iTunes just by going to iTunes and entering in Spoutcast. Or at thewellcommunity.org, you can find our Spoutcast link. But there are some other things we want to talk about happening at The Well that you can find information about on thewellcommunity.org's website. The first is, we've talked with Jesse Wilson in the past, it's just eat meat, support missions. Know that there are people going to Costa Rica and Honduras for some of the summer mission trips. And so what we've done in the past at The Well is we have eaten meat and supported missions. And so these meals are $40 and they can be picked up on Sunday, May 15th or Sunday, or not Sunday, Wednesday, May 18th. And you can actually, I believe, still buy these meals online. You just go to the website, wellcommunity.org, and click on the little button that says eat meat, support missions. Megan, do you have some announcements for us?
I do. this one is for Kids Connection. And it looks like Kids Connection sixth graders are going to Wagon Train Camp.
Not just sixth graders.
Oh.
This is all of the above, correct?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It says, and is open to kids from age 8 to those who will enter sixth grade this fall. Thank you for clarifying that, Christian. I'm sorry. Anyways, Wagon Train is located at Hume Lake Christian Camps up in the Kings Canyon National Park. And I have a deep love for Wagon Train.
Why is that, Meg?
I spent a few summers working in Wagon Train. I was a lifeguard in Wagon Train, and I was a trail guide.
God. And so remember, I think I got this mixed up last week because you worked at Hume and you worked at Mount Hermon.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's the Rob Bell connection.
Yes.
Not Rob Bell the author, but Rob Bell the 6'8" man giant.
Yes, I worked with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great guy. And you worked with Jeremy too then.
Yes. Well, right now we're talking about Hume Lake.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry about Mount Hermon right now. But so Hume Lake Christian Camps Wagon Train Camp is for people from age 8 to entering 6th grade this fall.
Uh-huh.
The camp this summer is from June 19th to 25th and costs $380 per camper.
Absolutely.
And it is, I know I'm partial, but it is the most wonderful place on earth, I feel.
More
than Disneyland, more than Fresno. It is a
wonderful. More than recording a
Spoutcast? More than recording a Spoutcast. It is a wonderful
place.
Sarah
would never say that.
All of the staff members have fake names.
What was your name?
Hence the Jade of my name, Megan Jade. Now all of our listeners are now finding out how I became Megan Jade.
Oh, Jade's not part of your name.
No,
at all.
Jade was my Wagon Train name, and then once I got into Ponderosa and was Megan again, people started calling me Megan Jade because it just made sense.
Did you have a camp name at Hermon?
Snacks.
I was Potsy at Camp Hammer. So.
Potsy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like.
Wow, you just gave me a really dirty look.
Because Potsy, it makes me think of
Sarah,
pot.
I want you to remember what you just said. Your name was Snacks.
Snacks, but.
Like, come on. Don't make fun of Christian when your name was Snacks.
True.
Sarah, you have one more quick announcement.
I do.
But first of all, if you want to sign your kid up for Wagon Train, remember to go to thewellcommunity.org, and there's a button on the front page to sign them up.
Or email Becca at Becca at thewellcommunity.org.
Absolutely.
I think everyone should go to a Wagon Train at least once
in
their
life. It is a wonderful, wonderful place.
I went
if you're
when
from
I was a kid.
The ages 8 to 6th grade, probably
right.
Not.
Sixth grade. It was wonderful.
What is our last announcement there, Sarah?
We are having a baptism. It's coming up on June 5th.
This is probably my favorite event The Well does. I love it. I cried last year. It was
awesome. The baptism is really great. It's a time where all the campuses get together with your own campus. And if you want to be baptized, we would love to baptize you. And it's just a time to hear everyone's stories of how Christ has changed them. And it really is a beautiful event.
And Christian
5th,
will cry for you.
Christian just might cry for you.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Okay?
No, it totally is. And you know what? I'm moved emotionally as well.
I am too.
A guy can't cry?
Well, that's a topic for another day.
Okay, well, so if you would like to participate, go online and apply.
Yeah.
And there's an application you have to fill out and kind of write out your testimony and have an interview. And then you invite your family and friends and you can come and be baptized June 5th.
June 5th.
Go online and look
absolutely.
At the
and
application.
Once again, wellcommunity.org. You can find the button for that as well. You guys, I feel like this really worked out. Us three, just hanging, just doing our thing.
Just do what I think.
Let me this moment we should do like hands in, you know? Like,
let me share one quick story and then we'll get out of here. But first I want to say, if you have any, if you want to hear kind of some awesome Serve Day stories this next Sunday, we're going to be recapping Serve Day, not at the Spout, but at the Well. And probably in the Spout, we'll be recapping Serve Day as well. But there was this kid who was in my tent one year for a camp that we went on. His name was Mason. He was a great kind of, we'll call him on the nerdier side of kids, but super awesome kid.
Did you make fun of him?
I never made fun of him. I loved this kid. He wanted to talk about his Rubik's Cube forever. And he said to me,
I love the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I do too.
He, very first night, he's like, I've never been camping before. Never been camping before. And it was like, sweetest thing ever.
So cute.
And we're in there and we're like talking in our tent, laughing, at, you know, making fart jokes. And like, it gets kind of silent. And he's like, This is awesome, guys. Just us guys hanging. And it like, I was like, I love this kid. Then right before we go to bed, he was like had to get like into his pajamas or whatever. And so he's all, guys, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And we're like, what for? And he's like, it's going to get rated R in here. I was like,
how old is this kid?
He's like 15 years old, 16 That's years old. Really, you know, it was his first camping experience. Didn't know how it went, but he loved this time, the time as guys together. And I feel like this too has been a really good time. Okay,
and we didn't even have to talk about fart jokes.
Yeah. And we're not 16-year-old kids. Those dudes, for that matter.
Fart jokes are funny, though.
Not to Megan.
And it never got rated R in here. So there's that too.
We actually got a Twitter from someone named Taylor Allen a couple weeks ago that said, I love listening to this Spoutcast. More fart jokes, please. And
what? Was that for real?
That is absolutely 100% for real. And so there's your fart jokes, kind of, sort of.
Honestly, the fact that we've said that word so many times, I just want to stop. I want to stop hosting the show.
Well, we are glad that you guys are listening. Once again, find us on iTunes. And we don't have an outro, so we'll just have to say...
Outro.
Thanks for listening to Spout, where... I don't have an outro, girls. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do we have anything?
We can just say drink on up.
Yeah, well,
that's how we end.
Thanks for listening to the Spoutcast.
Drink on up.
We'll see you guys next week. And the boys are in the house, but I'm dying to get out. I'm stuck inside my skin. Boys are in the house, but I'm dying. Stuck inside my skin, inside my